Oh, yes, it was the real Saint Germain, but it wasn't exposing anything. He was laying it out so they could believe you now.
Ah, he was helping us to be believed.
Because now people go back in this in the past and they go, oh, my God, they told us. And then they told us what they told us, and they're going to tell us. Now Bob told us what he was going to tell us that he told us. Now Bob's told us, he told us, St. Germain has told us, everybody's told us, this crazy Ian has told us, so there must be something to it. Oh, my God, somebody wrote it down. They wrote it down. Oh, my God, Luke in Bach, Texas made a YouTube about it. It's a YouTube. Oh, it's real. It's a YouTube. It's been on the Google. Wikipedia says everything there is to know about it. And they're the ones that wrote to write, and they must have wrote to write and write. So, therefore, it must be what it is. And so you go all the way back to Ezekiel. Ezekiel's telling Bob to get food. All the way back to the Moabites, the Amorites. They're all talking about Bob.
Hear that, Graham?
He blew his nose off. He blew his nose off. His glasses. The Sphinx originally had Bob's glasses, but they knocked them off too. So, anyway, there it is. It's all under his paw, all the secrets in the left front paw. But don't tell anybody because that's that whole hierarchical soup that he's laid out to hide all through the ethers to come back and say, gosh, do you think that was about me? And he goes, it's J.R. Bob down his pipe, and he's sitting there. He don't smoke it, but he just stands there with his pipe holding it up there, wondering if he's ever going to eat puffs. Are we going to eat puffs again? Oh, Karen, do we eat puffs?